Disciples on my mind on Today FM. Before that, we had Catatonia and Road Rage. A nice suggestion from Pamela Blake, my producer, to throw into the show today. And it is a great one from 1990 something or other, I imagine. Now, let me have a little look. 1998. Can you believe that? Goodness, we're reliving the 90s today with our bit of Italian 90 nonsense earlier on. If you're like me and you're not into sport, then maybe you've had that experience that I have on the regular, particularly with my brother and my dad, but even with the boyfriend, which is you just feel left out of the circle when everybody's banging on about sport and that's the topic of conversation and they're huge fans and you have nothing to say. So I just had this idea that if you're like me and your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your mates are into sport and you're not, we'll give you something to say about sport. And because I'm not the person to tell you what that is, I've invited in Today FM Sports, Phil Egan. How are you, Phil?
Very good.
Good to see you.
I do feel that if you're that person that doesn't know about sport and you want to contribute to the conversation, if you get it wrong, you get absolutely hammered for it.
Well, this is it, yeah, because everybody goes, you're caught out on waffling then.
Yeah, so that's why I'm here to help.
You obviously never have this experience because you just know everything.
Not everything, but no, you can never know everything. That's the beauty of sport, is somebody will always know more than you. But
like, what's your fiancé's name? What's
Gracie.
Her name?
So Gracie.
Is she any use?
She doesn't like sport. She gets that I like it, so she understands that. But there's times, say on a Sunday, now Sunday is the only day that we both have off together, because yeah, I'd be in here on a Saturday.
Okay.
And then she works Monday to Friday. So Sunday would be our day together. And, you know, sometimes there's a big game on and, you know, there's times I can say, look, I'll record it.
Right.
And I'll stay, like, I'll put my fingers in my ears and I won't know the score and I'll go back later on and I'll watch it. But then other times it's just that I want to watch it live. And then her thing, 90 minutes. It goes on for 90 minutes.
I know, but it's just because if you're not into it, you need the top line. You need the surface level. Like, help me out here. Like, what am I going to be talking about sport this weekend?
Okay, so the Premier League is on tomorrow.
Right.
And it's rare that this happens, but 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the top three are actually all in action, because the way TV is now, they pick and choose games and you get the best teams could be playing on an early Saturday morning.
Okay.
or a Sunday. So they like bill it as a Super Sunday.
Yeah.
But the top three are actually all playing tomorrow.
And who are they?
So you've got Manchester City.
Yeah.
Manchester United.
Yeah.
And Chelsea.
Okay. Now, when I was younger, Man United were like, they're really good teams. So is that the case?
They're coming back. Because when you were younger and United were a really good team, Alex Ferguson was in charge.
Okay, the guy, the Welsh guy.
Scottish, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Glasgow, Alex Ferguson. So he left in 2013.
Right.
But he was such a good manager that since he left, they've really suffered.
Okay.
So they had David Moyes. He didn't last a year in the job. They got a Dutch coach called Louis van Gaal in. He only lasted 2 years. So they said, right, we need a guy that can win the league for us again, because in 2013, United are used to winning the league so much.
And who did they get?
They turned to Jose Mourinho.
I know him because he's parodied a lot, isn't he?
Like, absolutely, Mario does a great Jose, yeah.
So he's Manchester United's manager now.
And he was the manager of Chelsea, and this is why United... there's a lot of, you know, there's no loyalty in football nowadays, Al.
Okay, so are Chelsea like, oh my God, how could you?
They are, but they have they are actually the champions, Chelsea.
Yeah.
They got their own manager in, different manager in last season, an Italian guy called Antonio Conte, and he won the league with them. So Chelsea aren't really too bothered at the moment about Jose Mourinho. Now, if Jose Mourinho wins the league with United, then Chelsea will start thinking, I can't believe he went to them.
So if somebody goes to me tonight, oh yeah, the Premier League, I'm going to be watching the matches tomorrow, am I just like, look, I think that Jose can, he's going to bring Man U back to their glory.
He certainly looks like he's doing that. Now, the Manchester City manager is a guy called Pep Guardiola.
Right.
And Pep Guardiola is...
Sounds like something you'd order.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people who see Guardiola on the sidelines do think he's quite tasty.
Okay.
But, and he's got great fashion, in fairness. He wears a suit very well, I have to say,
right,
about him.
Okay.
And he also can, you know, change styles where he can wear slacks with runners. He can do it. He's got that look, you know.
This is brilliant.
I couldn't
like
do it.
Expose meets Premier League.
I couldn't wear slacks and runners. I'd be laughed out of it.
Okay.
But Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho were enemies in Spain when they managed the top two Spanish clubs, and they hated each other.
So these guys, they still have a rivalry.
They have a rivalry, which we thought would spark up again last season, but Manchester City and Manchester United never actually challenged for the title because Chelsea won it. So maybe this is the season where it reignites. And
I like this. This is like a drama, isn't it?
This is like a soap opera. Absolutely. And, okay, you know, you'd be rooting for different characters. So tomorrow, Manchester United play Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the game on Premier League Live with Sky Sports here on Today FM.
Great.
We're
that's
doing
at
that
two
game.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So that it's at two, but game kicks off at three. At the same time, Manchester City will play Crystal Palace, mm-hmm, and Chelsea will play Stoke. And the way we do it on the show is if a goal goes in at another ground, our commentary team will go straight there. They'll tell you about the goal, so you won't miss a thing.
Okay, this I can do. This I'm going to take as my big something to say about sport.
So,
and then just give me two other headlines that I can just know in general.
Okay, well, obviously, a lot of Mayo people haven't yet got over the disappointment of last Sunday.
I know, yeah.
So I don't know how many of them can dust themselves off and go back to Croke Park on Sunday. But
why?
It's,
are they having a rematch?
It's Dublin against Mayo. It's the ladies' senior final.
Oh, right. Okay. So now, and the women as cursed as the men?
No. Mayo have won the All-Ireland, like they haven't waited since 1951 to win a ladies' All-Ireland title. 2003 was the last time they won it.
Okay.
Dublin, 2010. Cork are the masters of ladies' football. They had won 11 of the last 12 finals, but Mayo beat them in the semi-final. I'm just going to tell you, if you're somebody mentions anything to you about this game, two words for you.
Okay.
Cora Staunton.
Staunton.
Yeah. She plays for Mayo. She's 34 now. She was 14 when she played her first championship game for Mayo.
Oh, wow.
An incredible career. And she is a machine when it comes to scoring goals and points.
Brilliant. So I'll look out for Cora Staunton. Grant.
Cora Staunton,
and you said something about Michael Conlon to me earlier, but that went right over my head then.
Yeah, we all remember Michael Conlon just over a year ago. He stuck the middle finger up after he was controversially...
boxing, yeah.
Yeah, so the Belfast boxer. And that was his last ever fight as an amateur.
Right.
So now he's gone into the pro ranks.
So he can make money now.
He can make a lot of money.
Love it.
So this is his fourth fight.
Has he won the other ones?
He's won his first three fights.
Oh, right. Great.
And what they do is...
He sounds so emotional about that.
Sorry, I got... I had a sandwich earlier. Those fights...
I thought you were doing an Eamon Dunphy on me. He's won his first three fights out. I can't believe it. So to know it from.
He said he's going in to do his job tomorrow night. He's not getting paid overtime, so he's going for the knockout. Now, I don't know, do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where Homer was a boxer?
Yeah.
So you remember before he fought Tatum for the title, he would have fought lesser opponents.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. They build up and they build up and you hone your skills.
Right.
And that's what he's doing at the moment. So these are all stepping stones and eventually...
So this isn't going to be a big fight?
It's not going to be a tough test. I'd expect it to be over in a couple of rounds. But
so don't go drinking with your mates and then go, oh, Michael Conlon now is going to be up against it because he's not.
No, just say, I see Michael Conlon's in action this weekend. Yeah, his fourth fight. I wonder how long it'll be before he fights for a world title. How many years? Because he will be a world champion. I'm sure of that.
I love it. Phil, you've helped me. That is something to say about sport this weekend. Tomorrow, though, as you say, Premier League Live is back on 2 p.m.?
2 p.m.
2 p.m., where you're doing the Southampton and Man United game. Thanks, man.
Enjoy.
Today FM with Al Porter. FM.